thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin McCraig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with the selection, The Name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today. We are truly thankful for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who left the glories of heaven and came into this sin-cursed world and gave His life so that we could have life. As we present this broadcast, we pray that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will bless it to hearts, and that good shall be accomplished. You shall be pleased, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, he'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, Jesus, oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who any sorrow bears a heart that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The One We Know as Jesus Christ is God. And our text of Scripture, St. John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ, the Word, was made flesh and dwelt among us. So we read in the 14th verse of John 1 and 14, 1, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus Christ, the one that we know as Jesus Christ, was God. Jesus, the man, was the only begotten Son of God. So we are told in the third chapter of St. John and the 16th verse, a very, very familiar passage of Scripture there, Jesus Christ came because of the love of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have life everlasting. So Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only begotten Son of God. Every Christian is a child of God. But this Beloved One was begotten in a physical way not spiritually. So Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. God told the serpent, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and her seed, it shall bruise thy head. Why the seed of the woman? Why not the seed of the man? Because God knew way back there in the Garden of Eden that he intended for his son to be born of a virgin. And so he said the seed of the woman would bruise the head of the serpent. And this was thousands of years before it actually became a reality. Jesus is the only Savior, and I do want to emphasize that point, because in the world in which we're living today, we are supposed to accept all brands of religion, even those that do not profess to be Christian. We're supposed to accept them all. But there's only one religion that has Christ as Savior, and that's the pure religion that the Apostle James spoke of. So Jesus is the only Savior. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we read in St. John chapter 14 and verse 6. He be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we may be saved. And that's Acts chapter 4, verses 10, 11, and 12. And that's on the occasion when Peter healed the lame man there at the gate, beautiful. And the people were all looking on him as though he was the one that had made them well. And Peter is straightening them out. And he's telling them that it was through the Christ that they had crucified that this man was made whole. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, I say, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus is the only one in the world who was physically begotten of God. And therefore, he is the only Savior this world has. He is the only man that filled the three offices, prophet, priest, and king. Now let us look at what is involved in him being the Savior. First of all, reconciliation. Reconciliation can be defined as bringing of God and man into union, and in synonymous with atonement. Of the two words, atonement is the more commonly used. It is not the doctrine of the death of Christ that saves men, but the death itself. Without the death of Christ, there would be no salvation. Now, Christ died for the salvation of the entire world, not just for a select few. So Christ died for the salvation of all mankind. And that is sufferings, humiliation, and death of Christ are vitally connected with the pardon of men's sins. And it is frequently stated so in the Scriptures. Christ died in our stead. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 28. Who gave himself a ransom for all. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6. He had to die that we might not have to die. He died so that we could be made alive. But, beloved, there's another point in connection with our salvation that I'd like to call your attention to that's not altogether emphasized. But here in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There are many, or some at least, profess to be Christians who do not believe in the death and resurrection of Christ. But, beloved, it takes both to fulfill God's plan for our salvation. Let me read that verse again, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. Thou, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So we must believe not only in the death of Christ, but we must believe also in the resurrection of Christ. Now, Christ died to perpetuate God. To perpetuate is to appease or to turn away the wrath of an angry God and one who has been offended. And man is the offender, and God is the one who has been offended. The Bible tells us that God is angry with the sinner every day. But Christ died to perpetuate or to appease the offended mind of God so that we could be pardoned and redeemed. Christ died to redeem man. The death of Christ is often represented in the Scriptures as a redemption. One of the hymns in our songbook says that we sing, I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am saved from all sin, and I'm walking in the light. The church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood, according to Acts 20 and 28. So Jesus Christ redeemed her. He died to redeem us from our sins, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from our fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. The Passover lamb back in the land of Egypt was a type of Christ. They were to slay that lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, and they were to eat, to go in the house, and they were to stay in the house, and they were to eat that lamb. And that lamb was to be slain at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Jesus Christ gave up the ghost at 3 o'clock there on the cross. And so that lamb back there in Egypt, Passover lamb, was a type of the Lamb of God, and he was without sin. That lamb had to be spotless, no broken bones, couldn't be sickly. It had to be a perfect specimen. And so Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was without sin. And he gave up the ghost at 3 o'clock, just like that lamb was slain at 3. Now, the nature of salvation, let's look at the nature of justification, forgiveness, and remission of sins comes through sincere repentance. But forgiveness does not give you life. The second phase of what we call the first work of grace is regeneration. And regeneration is being born again. And that is what really gives us life. Justification means that God forgives us, and that's a wonderful thing. But the remission of our sins does not give us life. It takes regeneration. As Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. If you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So regeneration and being born again are synonymous. They are one and the same, and that is what actually gives us spiritual life. For he that hath the Son of God hath life. So we're told in John 5 and 12. Now, to obtain the salvation that Christ has provided for all, one must have faith in Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son of God hath not life. So we're told in John 3:36. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5 and 1. This faith in Christ requires the unsaved to repent of their sins. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 3:13 and verse 3. Things the Lord will do for you if you will repent and be saved and be filled with the Spirit and receive his salvation. He will open the prison house and give you a pardon. Isaiah 61 verses 1 and 2. And Jesus read that passage of Scripture in Nazareth, as recorded in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, and he told the people there in the synagogue in Nazareth, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. And what will Jesus do for you? What will the Lord do for you? He'll take you off of that broad road and put you on that straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. He will take out that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. And he will remove our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, and he will not remember them against us forever no more. So as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. So we read in Psalm 103 and verse 12. He will take you out of that horrible pit and from the miry clay. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Psalm chapter 40 and verses 2 and 3. He will write your name in the Lamb's book of life. There shall be no wise enter into anything into that city to defile it, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So we read in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27, and he will set you free from sin. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He will translate you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1 and 13. He will make you a member of the church of God, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as were being saved, Acts 2:47. And he will give you grace to live the Christian life. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. An eternal home with Christ is also promised. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou gavest, hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. John 17:24. Then shall the king say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But all these things are possible only through one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the only Savior this world has, and it is only through him that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And he said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Do you have Christ as your Savior today? If not, I would urge you to seek the Lord with all of your heart, for he waits to save you and to deliver you. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. We pray the Spirit of God has borne witness to the truths that have been presented, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there, and we also have an archive of our broadcasts as well. Now, we also invite you to be with us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday evening at 7. Our services are broadcast live over the Internet, and we invite you to be with us, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us today, and we invite you to tune in.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, he is my physician. Jesus is precious to me.
Amen.
Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. Lord and my Master, Jesus is precious to me.
Praise the Lord.
He's comfort in sorrow. He's hope for tomorrow. Jesus is precious to me. He's all that I prayed for. Why?
What more could I ask for?
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is precious to me.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord. Precious to me.
It's not earthly treasures, it's not worldly pleasures that seem so important to me. And though I prize friendship and praise kinship, there's
praise
no
the Lord.
One so precious to me.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. Lord and my Master, Jesus is precious to me.